Summer wildfires continue to burn in western and central areas of northern Colorado. The muddy slide fire in Root County expanded overnight to approximately 4,000 acres in size. A mandatory evacuation order is in effect for areas near the blaze. According to the most recent information available at the National Wildfire Coordinating Group's Incident Information System, containment of the blaze is 0%. The Sylvan Fire, which started over the weekend in Eagle County, also continues to burn in Eagle and Pitkin counties, as do the West Oil Springs and Wild Cow fires in Moffett, Rio Blanco, and Garfield counties, respectively. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has issued an air quality advisory for wildfire smoke in those areas, with emphasis on the message that if visibility is less than 5 miles in smoke in your neighborhood, smoke has reached levels that are unhealthy. Last night, 10 potential candidates for Boulder City Council gathered online in a so-called Raucous Caucus organized by the Boulder Progressives and United Campus Workers Colorado. The event drew more than 100 attendees to watch the candidates present their positions and take questions from the moderator, local journalists, and the public. Claudia Hansen-Theme is with the Boulder Progressives.
Boulder Progressives started the Raucous Caucus in 2019 as a way to open up the quiet phase of campaigns for Boulder City Council. No one here can announce their candidacy until early August, but folks in the know are usually lining up their endorsements well in advance. And we wanted to make that process more transparent for Boulder voters, while also giving new voices a way to reach the public without running the gauntlet of established gatekeepers.
Boulder City Council is looking at a high rate of turnover, with 5 of its 9 seats open to challenge in the November election. The Boulder Valley School District is looking ahead to the upcoming school year and asking parents of bus riders to sign up for service now due to a shortage of school bus drivers. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Planning bus routes is attached to making sure to get the kids to school on time, synchronizing capacity with distances between homes and school, and different school starting times can be difficult. Being short of bus drivers makes it even more challenging. BVSD unfortunately needs to hire 50 to 60 drivers in the next few months. Due to competition from businesses like Amazon and UPS, coupled with the high cost of living in Boulder Valley, have been stretching their driver pool thin for several years. They are asking to spread the word that BVSD is in need of hiring more drivers. They want people to know that BVSD was named the number one employer in Colorado based on anonymous employee surveys. Bus driver jobs are part-time, but they include benefits like health insurance. They also provide all training to obtain a commercial driver's license. Current bus drivers include artists, students, small business owners, and others because being a bus driver allows them to pursue other interests during the day. BVSD is hoping that these incentives of being a bus driver will attract the drivers they need. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The father and brother of Julian Assange were in Denver yesterday as part of a nationwide tour to call on the U.S. government to drop charges against the jailed publisher and founder of WikiLeaks. KGNU's Dave Ashton has more.
On Wednesday, supporters of Julian Assange gathered at the state capitol in Denver for a rally calling for the denial of extradition to the U.S. of the embattled journalist and publisher of WikiLeaks. This was the Denver stop of the Home Run for Julian U.S. tour, a summer-long awareness-raising odyssey across the U.S. undertaken by Assange's father, John Shipton, and brother Gabriel Shipton, in from Australia. Speakers highlighted Assange's persecution by the U.S. government, resulting from WikiLeaks publishing documentary revelations of U.S. war crimes and internal Democratic National Convention communications favoring Hillary Clinton's nomination over Bernie Sanders in 2016. Gabriel Shipton explains the message he is in the U.S. to deliver.
Shifting the criminality in this case, you know, Julian is the victim. He is the one who published the evidence of corruption, the evidence of war crimes, evidence that our elected officials lie to us, but there's been no prosecutions, you know, in the US. It resulted from those revelations. The only prosecution has been against Julian.
Tune in to KGNU's Metro today at 3 p.m. for full coverage of the Home Run for Julian tour. For KGNU, I'm Dave Ashton.